All right, welcome to the Wolves Den. I'm Brian Hubley for KSUN Radio, along here with DJ OG Elliot Rosales, doing a special broadcast for SSU TV here tonight. First live broadcast for KSUN Radio. Check out the video links on ksunradio.com and check out ssutv.com as well. We got a great matchup tonight. Cal State LA facing off against Sonoma State. What's your take, Elliot?
Sonoma State's doing pretty good this season. They're 17-7 overall this year, 11-5 in conference. Cal State LA is 10-12. They're 8-7 in conference. They've lost their last game. Sonoma State is coming in hot so far. They lost against San Francisco State on Halloween night, 3-1. But before that, they rattled off 6 straight wins.
All right, let's stay silent for a moment as the national anthem is about to be broadcast.
A beautiful rendition. Yeah, but the keys to the game tonight are we're going to be keeping our eyes on Allie Sathers, who right now has 1,426 kills in her career at Sonoma State, 3 away from tying the all-time SSU kill record. This is a 14-year-old record, and we're going to be keeping our eye out for that tonight. She's a senior from Santa Rosa, California, and she's been great this year.
And keep your eye out for Haley Ross. She's going to be setting her up all night with the assists. She's the assist queen. She currently is sitting on a 643 number mark, which is huge in collegiate volleyball. And if you want to talk Cal State LA, some key players we need to look out for. We got Marquise Mora. She's a middle blocking senior. She's coming into tonight's matchup with 263 kills. And it looks like their assist leader is Alexandra Burra. She's only a freshman, but she comes into the game with 691 assists.
Yeah, Cal State LA, they haven't been having the greatest season so far. They are 8-7 in conference, 10-12 overall, but they're a great blocking team. So the key to the game is going to be Sonoma State's kills. They have the hitting percentage lead in the conference over over 22 points. UC San Diego second against the blocking of Cal State LA.
So let's break down the rosters real quick. First, for Cal State LA, we got number 1, Sashit Athwal. Number 2, Marquise Mora. Number 3, Rihanna Hill. Number 4, L'Oreal Carter. Number 5, April Reyes. Number 6, Heather Rushton. Number 7, Iona Lafrano. Number 9, Alexandra Burra. Number 10, Colby Joseph. Number 11, Samantha Potter. Number 12, Crystal Schull. Number 14, Sam Clark. Number 15, Kimberly Silvera. Number 16, Shea Hamilton. And number 17, Caitlin Carroll.
And for the Sonoma State Seawolves, we have number 1, Haley Ross. Number 2, Paulina Seha. Number 3, Sammy Bentavoya. Number 4, Madeline Densberger. Number 5, Kaylee Seitz. Number 7, Nicole Gragnola. Number 10, Kelly Shaver. Number 11, Devin Johnson. Number 12, Corey Williams. Number 13, Allie Sathers. Number 14, Brooke Moore. Number 15, Shannon Oga. Number 17, Kelsey Hull. Number 20, Devin Shaver, and number 21, Reagan Rickert.
And the head coach for your Seawolves, Bear Grassel, in his 11th year, currently has Sonoma State on a winning record, 181-123.
The referees for today's match are David Outred, Ed Richardson, Ryan Vavakaris, and Ryan Petula. Cal State LA is leading the all-time series matchup 33-8 against the Seawolves, so you could say they got some ownage, although Sonoma State has won their last matchup.
Yeah, Sonoma State looking for a berth in the NCAA tournament. They're currently right on the borderline, Elliot, so this is a very important matchup. Cal State LA, they're right there at the mediocre edge too, so a couple wins here, they're definitely have their back against the wall. Cal State LA cannot lose any more games this season.
Yeah, Sonoma State's got six games, including tonight, before the Western Regionals, and right now they're sitting at number 9 in the conference, or in the region, excuse me. The first 8 teams in the region make the playoffs. It's very much like college football. They have a point system. They decide who are the top 8 teams. Strength of schedule goes into it. It's very complicated. Every week they meet and just decide who's going to be.
The non-conference play is always so important before the beginning of the season. Sonoma State played excellent in their non-conference play. So we are about to get going here. Looks like number 16 is getting ready to serve, Shea Hamilton. Dug by Sonoma State. And a service, or a killing air for Sonoma State. 1-0 Golden Eagles. Looked like Allison Sather put a little too much power on that last one.
She's a freshman from St. Helena High School.
Eagles with a lobbing spike, controlled.
Ooh, Kelsey Hull with a big spike. Beautiful block by Cal State LA.
They decide to bump it back over the net to the Seawolves. A set, Gragnola can't get it down. Excuse me, I think that was
perfect. Oh, and Cal State LA gets a favorable roll, and they're up 3-1.
Looks like number 15, Kimberly Silvera, getting ready to serve for the Eagles in this first set. Ross sets it for Sather. Sather gets another kill.
That's, now she is.
Oh, excuse me, Kelsey Hull.
Kelsey
Hull. Number 17. You're going to see number 17 and number 13 really mixing it up at the front of the net. 13, yeah. Allie Sather with the serve.
Kelsey Hull's a sophomore out of Valley Springs, and she's been a huge part of their offense this year.
Number 5 gets the kill.
Ooh, great save, but it's not enough.
Looks like that was Shannon Oga with the kill for Sonoma State.
She's a freshman from Napa, California. She's a defensive specialist, but she got in on the offense right there. And a point for the Seawolves. Number 13, Ali Sather, had a beautiful serve on that really set him up.
Yep, Sather controlling it. Now Seawolves are on top, 4-3. Sather with the serve. She doesn't get it over the net. Service error.
Tried to put that one a little bit too close and just didn't get enough of it.
Service goes back to the Golden Eagles. We're all tied up here. Number 2, Marquise Mora with the serve. She gets it over the net.
Ooh, big serve. Big kill by
Kylie Seitz.
Kaylee Seitz with a huge right hand. Just buried that in the back left corner.
It's nice to see more killers get into the mix besides Allie Sather and Kelsey Hull. Seitz that time getting into the action. Number 20.
Devin Shaver with the serve.
Ooh.
Looks like there was a line violation of some sort. Bear with me. I do not know all the referees' signals for the fouls, but I do know they blew the whistle and Golden Eagles got the point that time. We're all locked up, 5-5.
Crystal Scholl with the serve for Cal State LA.
Sites
with a big, beautiful dig. And just a little bit too much on it. Kelsey Hull's back to serve now for Sonoma State.
When the kills go flying out of bounds, it's called a killing air, and that time a killing air on the Eagles.
It's 6-5 Seawolves right now in the first set.
Ooh.
Nice block by number 21.
Number five,
Reagan Rickard. And Kaylee Sites with another kill.
Having a great night so far. That's her third kill, I believe.
Kelsey Hull with the serve. And another kill for Kaylee Sites.
We got Kelsey Hull with the service for Sonoma State.
Nicole Gragnola's having some great digs so far for the Seawolves.
Yeah, she's been doing that all season, Elliot. Reshirt with the set. Number four, but I think it went out of bounds.
Nope. Seawolf point. That was deflected by Cal State LL. And it is 9-5 Seawolves in the first set. Timeout, Cal State LA. Yeah,
Cal State LA forced to take a timeout here in the early going.
Yeah, they got off to a quick lead there, but Sonoma State came roaring back with Kelsey Hull serving. Put some great serves up there, and like we said earlier, Nicole Gragnola is really playing some great defense. She's a junior from Saratoga High School.
Yeah, the majority of the Golden Eagle points seems to be coming off of airs so far. All their killing attempts, as you're saying, Elliot, Gragnola is digging them out for Sonoma State. Doing a great job. They have control here in the early goings of the first set. It's 9-5. Seawolves on top.
Tomorrow night, Cal State Dominguez Hills will come into town to play against the Seawolves at 7 o'clock. So you might want to come here and check it out.
Kelsey Hull getting ready to retain the service, retain control for Sonoma State.
The 9-5 service.
She gets it over the net, but out of bounds.
Just too much on it.
Service error. Number 11, Samantha Potter, stepping up to serve it for Cal State.
She's a transfer from Pierce College.
She gets a nice one over, but Kelsey Hull able to get the dig and a nice set and a kill, but a great dig by the Eagle.
Ooh.
Awesome kill by number 4, L'Oreal Carter for CSU LA.
Kelsey Hull had a great attempt to try to save that one, but it just got a bit of the ground before, and it is now 9-7 Seawolves. Cal State LA service. Kelsey Hull with the dig. Ooh.
Sites gets blocked at the net, but it goes out of bounds. Point Seawolves.
Yeah, put too much on that for Cal State LA to control back in bounds, and Seawolf with a big point.
Sites so far, I think, is the MVP of this early going.
Gragnola with the serve. Ooh. And a great block.
By our middle blocker, number 21.
Oh, it was Reagan Rickard.
Right over the net. Got a little bit of help from the net. Number 4, I believe, Madeline Densberger with the kill that time.
Had some force on that shot. Went right into the net, but got a favorable roll, and it's 11-7 Seawolves.
Gragnola with the serve. Carter with the kill, but out of bounds. Point
and
Seawolves.
12-7.
A kill error for L'Oreal Carter. 12-7, Sonoma State on top of CSU LA. Number 15 with an angled type kill. Gragnola, awesome dig. Kelsey Hull tried to come back with the killing attempt, but blocked at the net by the Eagle middle blockers.
After a little bit of a run there by the Seawolves, Cal State LA finally gets a point. At number 5, April Reyes serving for Cal State LA. Beautiful dig by Kelsey Hull. And I think that was Reagan Rickard. Put just a little bit too much on that one. Excuse me, that was Madeline Densberger, the freshman out of St. Helena. She's been a big part of their team this year.
Reacher with the spike.
And Rickard with the kill.
We got some Reagan subs Rickard coming in. Looks like number one,
Haley Ross.
And number 14, Brooke Moore.
Brooke Moore, middle blocker, 6'1", senior from Fresno.
So Ross, a great server. She comes in to get the team going.
Back line makes the dig. And that is a
violation.
Net violation by the Eagles.
Point Seawolves 14-9 here at the Wolves Den in the first set. Haley Ross retaining the service.
This is her second serve. Floats one to the back line. Ooh, great save by Haley Ross. And Madeline Densberger gets a piece of that, keeps it in play. And Densberger, ooh, she puts a big shot into that one. But number two, Marquise Mora, blocks it and gets the kill. Bounced right back off Densberger. She couldn't do anything to avoid that one.
Yeah, I think number 15 got a little piece of that as well.
Yeah.
So good
that's
blocking.
That's that blocking we were talking about earlier from Cal State LA.
Ross sets up number four.
Ooh. That was almost deja vu, but that time Reagan Rickard didn't get hit off the deflection. That went out of bounds, and it is Sonoma State ball.
Yep,
15-10.
With the point, Densberger with the serve. Is that out of bounds? Yep, service error for Densberger. Now it's 15-11. Sonoma State on top. Number 15, Kimberly Silvera, getting ready for the service.
Kelsey Ho with the dig. Ooh. And a big shot.
Allie Sather.
Allie Sathers is getting very close to that all-time kill record for Sonoma State, which is 1,429. It's a 14-year record.
Ross sets it up for Moore. Moore tries to lob it over the net. 15 spikes it from the back row back to Sonoma State.
Kelsey Hull floats it over.
And both teams trying to use touch that time. Sonoma State was the benefactors. They get the point.
Yeah, Caitlin Carroll went up to block that shot, and Kelsey Hull wisely just tipped that right over.
Sather with the serve. Oh, and a kill for number two. That's Marquise Mora. Most likely, I think that's their best killer out there. She retains the ball, gets service. 17-12, Seawolves. Mora with the serve.
Ooh,
went into the net. Service error.
Doesn't get that one over. Seawolf point. It's 18-12. We got some subs coming in for the Seawolves. Reagan Rickert.
Reagan Rickert getting back into the mix.
Rickert and Devin Shaver coming in. Shaver with the serve. Ooh, ooh, big kill by Kelsey Hull. Deflected by Cal State LA, but it goes out of bounds.
Yep.
Cal State LA takes a timeout. It is 19-12 Seawolves. So Allie Sathers, she's already got a couple kills here today, and she's very close to that all-time record.
Yes, indeed, Elliot. She's very close. She's using her powerful killing stroke. No lobbing from Allie Sather tonight. She's just really shoving it down the gut of the Golden Eagle defense.
Yeah, man. All right. So I've been in the rec center a couple times, just shooting around, playing some basketball, and I've been in there when the women's volleyball team is in there practicing, and when Allie Sathers goes up to hit that ball, you do not want to be anywhere near that. I would not like to be receiving end of one of those spikes. She's got a lot of power.
Yeah, you might catch a Wilson imprint on your forehead.
You
if
might.
You try to get in the way of that thing. It's
you
a
just,
missile.
Yeah, her and Kelsey Hull really put a lot into it.
Yep, got a lot of power. Reagan Richards stepping up tonight, along with Kaylee Seitz.
Madeline Densberger's been on some action as well. And
it's been all Sonoma State momentum-wise tonight. Second timeout taken from the Eagles. Sonoma State getting ready to serve it. Devin Shaver with the service. She gets it over the net.
Into the back row.
Nice block from the Sonoma State mid blockers. Reagan Reacher.
Ooh. And
speaking of Wilson marks to the face.
Rickard. Spike City.
Reagan Reacher with a massive Kill spikes the ball into the Golden Eagles middle blocker's face. Point Seawolves.
Devin Shaver with the serve for Sonoma.
Gragnola with the dig. Shaver the setup for number five. Retained well by the Eagles. Sonoma State sets up another kill right here.
And
it goes.
Kelsey Hull with a kill. Number 15, Kimberly Silveria, tried to dig that one but couldn't control it and went out of bounds. It is 21-12 Seawolves. Devin Shaver with their third straight serve. Beautiful dig.
Out of bounds. Killing air. Point Seawolves, 22-12. Seawolves 3 points away from taking this first set in dominant fashion. Devin Shaver still with the service. She gets it over the net. Number seven with the kill attempt. Ooh, and Gragnola with an awesome dig.
Beautiful dig by Gragnola. And they try to float it over.
Gragnola sets it up for Seitz. Seitz gets blocked.
Densberger with the save.
Another attempt for Seitz coming up. Dug out again by the Eagles.
Silvera tries to float one in.
Here comes another attempt for Seitz, but blocked. Out of bounds, point Seawolves.
Seitz just viciously attacking again and again and again and finally gets one to go.
Seitz is a beast out there, and they are feeding the beast repetitively up at the net. Shaver with a service. Nice
big
block
by Kelsey Hull. Ooh.
Kelsey Hull,
Kelsey Hull floats it over. Nice dig to keep in play.
Oh.
Ooh.
Awesome
big
kill.
Big shot by Kimberly Silveira.
Number seven.
She's a sophomore out of Temecula, California. Went to Temecula Valley High School.
Gragnola really dug for it that time, but couldn't do anything. A little bit too late. That had too much speed on the ball. But regardless of that, it's 23-13. Sonoma's up by 10. 2 points away from taking this first set.
Alexandra Burra's service for Cal State LA.
Nice dig.
Ooh, looked like number four, Madeline Densberger, got a piece of that one, but didn't get enough of it to keep it up. And it's Cal State LA ball. 23-14 Sonoma State Seawolves.
And a rare kill from the Golden Eagles that time.
Jump serve. Densberger with the save. And Kelsey Hull. Oh. Ooh, Densberger lays out to try to save it, but just doesn't get enough. Great effort by her. Big shot by Kelsey Hull, but it's that blocking we were talking about earlier from Cal State LA.
Yeah, Cal State LA, I believe they're ranked first overall in blocks.
In the
so
conference.
That is really where they're successful in their game.
Burrow with her third service.
Out of bounds, Seawolves. So Seawolves, a little bit of momentum getting taken over to the Golden Eagles, and Bear Grassel not having any of that. Calls a timeout and wants to gather his troops together.
Yeah, Sonoma Seawolves were up 23-12, and Cal State LA is coming roaring back with four straight points. Number nine, Alexandra Burra, is having some success serving. She's a setter.
Currently, and Kylie Seitz leading the team with six kills so far. L'Oreal Carter leading the Golden Eagles with only two kills.
Alexandra Burra, the server right now for Cal State LA, is actually from Stuttgart, Germany. Got some international presence in the Cal State LA Golden Eagles.
Yeah, that's quite the recruitment trip.
And
number nine, getting ready to serve it, Alexandra Burra from Germany. The German. Gets it over the net.
Densberger with the dig.
And Seitz with the kill.
Kaylee Seitz with a big in the back right corner.
That's her seventh kill and set point here for the Seawolves. Kelsey Hull to service.
Hits it to the back row.
Oh, and a beautiful dig. But the middle blocker, number three, was there to touch it right back over the net.
Yeah, Rihanna Hill, they floated that one up to her, and she just hit that one straight to the ground, and there was not a Seawolf close to that one.
Looks like we got number 11 Samantha Potter getting ready for the service.
So Potter with a jump serve.
And Sykes with Sykes
kills it into the back left corner. Seawolves take the first set 25-17.
And they just came out here with wicked energy, Elliot. This is a very important game for the Seawolves to win. If they want to make the top eight, make the playoffs, they got to take this game versus CSULA. And they came out with took care of business in that first set.
Yeah. Since October 12th, Sonoma State's really been on a roll. On the 12th, they took down Cal Poly Pomona 3-0. After that, they took down Humboldt State 3-0. Cal State East Bay 3-1. Cal State Monterey Bay 3-1. Cal State Stanislaus 3-0. And then finally, someone got 2 sets against them in Chico State, but it still wasn't enough before on Halloween night, the Seawolves had some bad Halloween luck and lost 3-1.
Yes, all tricks, no treat, Elliot.
All tricks, no treat indeed, Brian Hubley. This is a KSUN Radio and SSU TV production in partnership with the SSU Sports Management Group.
Here's some stats from the first set, Elliot.
How's Allie Sather doing? I want to see how close she is to that all-time record.
I'll bring up Allie Sather in a second, but first let me just tell you that Kaylee Seitz has 8 kills, no errors, with 2 digs. And team-wise, Sonoma State dominating with 17 kills over 7 kills for the Golden Eagles, with the hitting percentage being .333. And you asked about Allie Sather. Let me tell you about Allie Sather. Oh, she's only got 1 kill so far.
So she's 2 away from tying the record and 3 away from being the all-time Sonoma State kill leader, which is a great accomplishment. She's a senior, been here for 4 years, and, man, she really deserves this.
Yeah, Sonoma State using a very well-balanced attack tonight. They got Reagan Reichert with 2 kills, Kelsey Hull with her 4 kills. Of course, Kaylee Sides with her 8 kills, and then also Madeline Densberger doing some work, getting herself 2 kills to go along the way. Just great plays all around.
Actually, we got some soccer updates for you right now. The SSU women's soccer team had a 4-2 victory today in the first round of the CCAA playoffs over Cal Poly Pomona. Kara Curtin had 2 goals in the second half. And they will face number 13 UC San Diego at Sunday at 12:30 in Carson for the CCAA tournament title. Congratulations to the women's soccer team. Coach Amiria was Coach of the Year. Kara Curtin, Newcomer of the Year. Including Coach Amiria Saltzman Dunn, they have eight people received all CCAA honors. So it was a great season.
A season to remember. No matter what happens, you know, in the championship, a definitely successful season all the way around for the Seawolves soccer team.
Yeah, they were ranked as high as number 2 nationally, so this has been a great season for SSU soccer and the women's side. And we just want to congratulate them and give them a shout-out and wish them luck on Sunday.
All right, and we're back here. Haley Ross with the serve in the second set. Seawolves on top, 1-0. And Carter with the kill out of bounds. Gives herself an air. Seawolves on top, 1-0.
Yeah, it looked like Carter tried to get a little bit too precise with that one and just couldn't keep it in bounds.
So Haley Ross retains the service. The Petaluma, native Petaluma, gets it over the net.
Ooh, that's a big kill.
Allie Sather. Second kill of the night, Elliot. One more remains, and she will tie the record or beat the record?
Tie the record for all-time kills.
So keep your eye on Sather.
She's
now
at 1,428 kills on her career.
Yeah. Ross gets it over the net again. Oh, ooh, and number 2 comes
big
through.
Big time kill
spike
by Marquise Mora, the senior from Rancho Cucamonga.
She's only a freshman, Elliot.
Very athletic. She's 5'11.
Now, my bad. She's a sophomore.
Carter on the serve.
Oh, is that Densberger
with the kill?
able to deflect it off of the Eagle defenders. 3-1 Seawolves in the second set.
She kept that one short into the left side. I think they thought she might try to go in the right corner, but she reversed the ball.
Densberger with the serve. Set up. Nope, bumped over the net. Ross sets it up for Moore. Brooke Moore gets herself a kill.
Brooke Moore.
4-1 Seawolves. Taking the momentum into the second set. Densberger with the serve. Gets it over the net.
Densberger with the save.
Densberger with the kill from the back row.
Ooh, good dig by number 11, Samantha Potter.
And 15 with the kill, but blocked.
Densberger with the set. And Kelsey Hull, but number 2, Marquise Mora with the block.
Yes, another block from the CSU Los Angeles Golden Eagles. The best blocking team in the conference, and they showed it right there.
Yeah, you can really see Cal State's getting after those blocks where Sonoma State Seawolf is kind of sitting back and getting some digs. Number 15 with the service, Kimberly Silvera.
Oh, she's herself in serving ace.
4-3 Seawolves lead. Silvera hurries back to the line. She's trying to serve again quickly.
She's got her white headband rocking it.
Looking like Paul Pierce. Kelsey Hill with the dig.
Controlled by Golden Eagles. 7 with the air. Point Seawolves.
Another kill error. That was by number 7, Iona Lafrano.
And Allie Sather getting ready to serve it for the Seawolves here. Our star player gets it over the net.
Oh,
miscommunication from the Golden Eagles as they watch the ball fall right between them, a la blooper style.
Yeah, April Reyes and Caitlin Carroll had a little miscommunication on that one. It was lobbed up, and both of them thought the other one was going to go for it.
And
it did not work.
Coach Randy Smart had to bring her team together. I called a timeout after that blooper to, you know, get her girls all on the same page. Definitely still within reach this game for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, it's 6-3. Cal State LA has already taken 3 timeouts in this match so far. Trying to tie the record. 2 to break it, and she is now serving.
Okay, we are back here. Oh, and couldn't quite dig it as number two. Was it Mora again with the kill?
Yeah, Allie Sather is coming out now. It's giving her a little bit of a breather.
Mora getting ready for the serve with a great jump serve, but she kind of takes a little bit off of it. Whoa, Richard.
Reagan Rickert.
Oh, excuse me, Brooke Moore.
Now in for the Seawolves. Number 20, Devin Shaver. Number 21, Reagan Rickert. That was my mistake. That last one was Moore. Devin Shaver, first serve. She's a setter for Sonoma State when Haley Ross comes out.
Great block by Kelsey Hull right there. Oh, wow. And Seitz gets back into the action.
Kaylee Seitz is showing off her power tonight.
Yeah, Sonoma State has lots of weapons they could pull out. Kelsey Hull, Allie Sather, and now Seitz really showing that she's something to deal with.
And net Cal State LA can't get that one over the net. Seawolf point, it is now 9-4. Devin Shaver with the serve, her second serve. Out of Livermore, California, a junior.
Blocked by Reagan Richard and Kelsey Hull.
Big block. They look like Cal State LA there with that block.
Yes, Sonoma State stepping up their blocking game this set. 10-4 Seawolves.
Devin Shaver with the serve.
15 with the kill from the back line.
Densberger with the dig. And Kelsey Hull with a big spike. Cal State LA tries to block it, but
to no avail.
Yes. CSULA forced to call another timeout after Kelsey Hull just smashed and killed that ball into the, you know, the heavy defense of the blockers of CSULA. 11-4, Elliot. This game, this set looks to be all Seawolves.
Yeah, they've really been in control so far this match. They're up 11-4 right now. Apart from a very short run at the end of the first set, it's been all Seawolves here tonight. Cal State LA has been trying to block, show off their blocking skills, but just too much firepower in the Seawolves offense. They're a very sound team. They've got some subs that can come in. They're not scared to put Ali Sather on the bench because they know they got some offense coming in off the bench.
Yeah, and our team, the Seawolves, really have showed if they keep the errors down, then they could just really control the pace of this match. Because the Golden Eagles have not been successful as they would have liked to be with their killing. Their current leader is Marquise Mora with 2 kills, and Carter has 2 kills, and I believe that's it.
And Devin Shaver with her 4th straight serve. Ooh.
Blocked, but out of bounds.
Number 3, Rihanna Hill for Cal State LA gets a kill, ending that 4-point serving streak by number 20, Devin Shaver.
Looks like number 9 with the service for
Alexandra Burrow.
Yep, Burrow with the serve. Kelsey Hull with the power kill, but dug out by 15. 7-0.
Ricochets off a couple of Seawolves, but they can't control it and get it back in bounds. That's 2 straight points for Cal State LA, which for them is a little bit of a rally.
Yep.
Alexandra Burrup with her 2nd serve. She's been one of the only servers for Cal State LA to get some points tonight. Densberger with the dig.
Oh, and blocked again by the Eagles.
Reagan Rickert with the kill attempt, but the Eagles front line shoots it right back at her.
So yeah, number 9, Burra, she's on a roll here. Got her team consecutive points, 11-7, Seawolves. Sites is blocked. Sites. He's blocked, but I believe there's a net violation.
It's a net violation by Cal State LA. Seawolves get the service back. Kelsey Hull serving 12-7 in the second set here. Seawolves leading 1-0.
Kelsey Hull with the serve. Oh, ooh. She missed an ace.
April Reyes mishandled that one. She thought she was going to dig it low, but it actually, she misjudged it. It went to her right, and she couldn't handle it. Same thing. This time she gets the dig.
Iona Lafrono gets a kill, but it's handled by the Sonoma State. And Densberger gets herself another kill for Sonoma State.
Densberger put some power that one to the second line, and she got it past diving Kimberly Silvera. Kelsey Hull's 3rd straight serve. Number 7 for Cal State LA. Iona Lafrono tries to kill that one, but just can't keep it in bounds.
Yeah, she tried to sneak it right there on the back line, but was just off the mark by inches.
Looks like Sukhjit Athwal is coming into the game for Cal State LA, replacing number 7, Iona Lafrono. Kelsey Hull, her 4th straight serve. Kelsey Hull with the set. Densberger. And Densberger's having trouble getting it past that front line.
Yeah, Carter.
I think four or five of her spike attempts have been rejected right back at her.
Yeah, it's that front left side with Carter. She's just a great blocker. She got herself another block.
Cal State LA with the serve. Sykes blocked by number 3 and 4 for Cal State LA. Rihanna Hill and L'Oreal Carter.
Yep,
Rihanna
Carter.
Hill's 5'11", a senior. And Carter's 6 feet, so they got a real big front line.
Service air.
They're tall, they're athletic, and they're good at blocking.
Sonoma State just got a point from a service air. So now it looks like Greg Nola is back there ready to serve it.
Number 5, Kaylee Seitz, is coming out for Sonoma. Ooh.
Sonoma State giving Cal State LA some of their own medicine on that one.
Reagan Richard that time with the block.
Greg Nola with the serve.
Retains the service. She's a junior.
Floats that one to the back line. Ooh, nice great dig by Kelsey Hull.
Sather tries to get a kill, but is dug out. Again retained. Densberger.
Alexandra Burra couldn't handle that one. Densberger finally gets it past that front line and buries it.
18-9, Seawolves.
Ragnolo with the serve.
Set up for three.
The Seawolves block that one. Kelsey Hull. And Cal State LA keeps it in play.
Ooh. Nice kill for number 15.
Silvera.
She's a sophomore. Outside hitter. Averages 2.5 kills a set, so she's definitely a killer out there. Number 5 with the service.
Densberger buries another one, giving the Seawolves a 19-10 lead here in the second set.
Yes, Densberger stepping up in this latter portion of the set.
Looks like we have some substitutions for the Seawolves. Haley Ross serving now, and number 11. Devin Johnson in for the Seawolves. Haley Ross with the serve. A dig. Densberger floats it over.
Another killing attempt for Densberger. And she kills it.
Densberger's on a roll here in the second set.
Is that the last 3 points? I believe the last 3 points have been all Densberger with assists from, of course, Haley Ross, the assist queen, who serves it and gets herself an ace.
Seawolves. 21-10 lead, and the Seawolves have just been dominant here tonight so far.
Haley Ross from Petaluma, sophomore. She serves it. Oh, and a block.
That was number 11, Devin Johnson, on that block. Assisted by number 13, Ellie Sather. Now coming in for Cal State LA, number 16, Shea Hamilton, sophomore. Haley Ross. And another ace for Haley Rice.
Two aces for Haley Ross in her serving possession so far. Awesome. 23-10, putting the Eagles' backs against the wall. The Seawolves eating up the Golden Eagles. Nice dig from Kelsey Hull.
Densberger. Ooh, great block by Densberger. And
Sather keeps it in play.
Devin Johnson.
Sather with a kind of an easy kill attempt. Set up 15.
Sather. This is a great rally.
Yes, indeed. Going back and forth still. Carter gets blocked at the net by Sather.
I think that was Allie Sather.
Point, set point again for the Seawolves. Haley Ross out of Petaluma serves it over the net. Oh, service error.
And we have some substitutions for Cal State LA.
It's like number 12 coming into the game, Crystal Scholl for the service.
Along with Alexandra Burra.
She's a freshman. She gets it over the net. Haley Ross sets it up for Sather. Sather with the kill.
Sather with the kill. And that is a match point. And Allie Sather, I believe,
just tied their 14-year-old record.
And she is tied for your all-time kill leader for Sonoma State University.
And we will take a break after set number two. Seawolves dominant here in the first two sets.
Yes, peeling off two straight sets in a row. Allie Sather gets her record tying kill right there at the end of that set. Simply amazing, Elliot. Seawolves now only need to win one more set, and this match is over.
So far, Cal State LA, their only chance is these blocks, and although they are blocking a lot of shots, they just aren't getting enough of them. Seawolves continue to pound the ball right back at them.
Yep. Let me give you the leaders so far. We have Kaylee Seitz just putting in great work with 10 kills, only one error. So, and also two digs and two blocks. So all the way around, great work. And then, of course, we got Kelsey Hull with 5 kills that set, only two errors. Whoops. Yep, 2 errors, 1 assist, and 8 digs. So great digs from Kelsey Hull in that set.
Yeah, and Densberger has been playing very well. She has 8 kills, 3 errors. And the Seawolves are just playing very well as a whole. Very balanced attack.
And what stands out to me, Elliot, on the stat sheet, when I look at the assists, you expect Haley Ross to, you know, do her thing. She has 8 assists, 2 digs. But Devin Shaver is really standing out tonight. She had the team on a roll with lots of great serves. And she's leading the team with 13 assists to go along with 3 digs.
Yeah, Kelsey Hull's got 8 digs. Greg Nola's been playing great defense in this match so far. 8 digs yourself. And so far, this has been all Seawolves. What do you think Cal State LA needs to do to get back in this match?
You know, it's going to be tough. It looks like if Sonoma State doesn't beat themselves, I don't see how Cal State LA is going to dig themselves out of this hole. They're going to have to peel off 3 or 4 straight sets because you're going to have to win by 2 in collegiate play. So that means they're going to have to get to 4 sets before Sonoma State takes this next one. All right, Elliot, let's take a little break here. We'll be back in about 5 minutes or so to continue with the action. You're listening to Brian Hubley and Elliot Rosales on KSunRadio.com, as well as a special video presentation on SSU TV. All right, we're back here at the Wolves Den. Sonoma State currently on top, 2-0 over Cal State LA Golden Eagles.
Allie Sathers has just gotten her 1,429th kill to end the second set. She is tied right now for the all-time kill leader for Sonoma State history. So far, Sonoma State on the season has a hitting percentage of .260. UCSD is at .238, and they're second in the conference. So far, Sonoma State in tonight's game had a .394 hitting percentage in the first game, a .296 in the second set. So they're just literally killing it so far tonight.
Yep, out-killing the Golden Eagles 30-12. Hitting at a percentage at .35. So that's just beyond awesome. With 4 service aces, too. So just all around great play. 30 digs, 4 blocks. The only category the Eagles are leading Sonoma State in is blocks. They have 7 compared to Sonoma State's 4.
Right now for the Seawolves, Greg Nola's in at center. Brooke Moore, Allie Sather, Densberger, and Devin Johnson are in for the Seawolves.
Yeah, it looks like we have for Cal State LA, Kimberly Silvera, we have Rihanna Hill, we have number 3, Marquise Mora. Oh, service underway. Greg Nola can't dig it out. A quick point, quick service ace by number 15, Kimberly Silvera, for Cal State Los Angeles.
And it's been rare for Cal State LA to have a lead. I don't think they had a lead since the first set.
Greg Nola able to dig it.
And Sathers gets the kill. She now has 1,430 kills. She is the all-time kill leader for Sonoma State history. Congratulations to Allie Sather. She stands alone at the top of the mountain right now. And Sonoma State with another point to take the lead again, 2-1. But Allie Sathers, what about that? The all-time leader in kills. That's got to be a great accomplishment.
Simply amazing. Densberger with a serve. Carter with the kill attempt. Gragnola with the nice
dig. Gragnola with a beautiful dig. Oh!
Couldn't get out of the way of
Haley Ross. Haley Ross left that one up, but no Seawolves were near enough to get that one over.
So it's 2-2 right now. Number 5, April Reyes, serves it for Cal State Los Angeles. Oh, Sonoma State has trouble getting it back over the net, but they succeed. Great block from Kelsey Hull and Brooke Moore.
Oh. Ooh. Gragnola dives and lunges at it with the right hand, but can't control it. And Cal State LA takes the lead again. 3-2 here in the third set.
I believe that was Marquise Mora with a kill. 5 retains the service. Gragnola able to dig it. Ross sets it up for Kelsey Hull. She spikes it in the face of number 11.
Kelsey Hull with her 6th kill of the match so far.
Number 11, Samantha Potter, gets a mouthful of volleyball on that kill. Nice dig by Densberger. Sets it up for Seitz.
Seitz with the power. Alexandra Burrow was not going to hit that one back no matter what she did.
Yep, simply just deflected off her hand. It didn't
Kaylee
go anywhere.
Seitz again.
Sather with the serve and gets it over the net. And Ross sets it up.
And Seitz just hits that one over. And number 5, April Reyes, couldn't control that one and gets another kill error. Allie Sather with the serve.
The Eagles able to set it back over the net. Ross sets it up for Sather.
No, that's Hull.
Hull, they get the dig.
And Cal State LA does a great job keeping that one in play.
Ross sets it up across the court for Seitz.
And that is out.
Out of bounds.
Tries to hug the corner just wide. 5-4 Seawolves.
Good idea right there, trying to find a hole in the defense along the left-hand lane. Couldn't find inbounds, though. Carter with the serve.
Densberger with the dig. And Kelsey Hull with another kill, her 7th kill of the match so far. Number 21, Reagan Rickard, comes in for the Seawolves, along with number 20, Devin Shaver. Devin Shaver now coming in to be the setter for Haley Ross.
Let's see if Shaver can give us a good roll here. Oh, Moore with the kill, but blocked.
Big block.
Richard. Sets up for Seitz.
Great dig by number 5, April Reyes.
Oh, and Moore smartly uses finesse and touch to get that kill.
Gragnola laid out for that one, but just can't get the dig.
Smart play by Murray. This set far more competitive. 6-5 Seawolves. Number 11, Samantha Potter with the serve.
Dig by Kelsey Hull.
And Reacher gets a kill.
Reagan Rickard with her 3rd kill of the match.
Our middle blocker getting involved when it comes to the kills. It's good to see. We got Kelsey Hull on the serve. Nice dig by Gragnola. Sides with the kill.
Oh, Rickard. Great save by... Ooh, that was a great save by Gragnola to keep that one in play.
But a killing error from Sonoma State gives the Golden Eagles the point.
And she almost buried that in the corner. Another 6 inches, and that would have been a Sonoma State Seawolf point.
Morris serves it. Reacher gets blocked.
but she keeps it alive. And Densberger hugging the right side. Number three, Rihanna Hill tries to block that one, and she cannot direct that back into the Sonoma State side.
Nicole Gragnola with the serve.
8-6 lead for the Seawolves. That's an ace.
Ace. Delayed reaction from the officials. Gragnola gets herself a point. 9-6. Seawolves up 3 points.
2-0 so far for the Seawolves.
Barely gets it over the net.
Colby Joseph dives and keeps that one in play for Cal State. Ooh, and Densberger tries to just tip that one over and just doesn't get enough of it. Madeline Densberger, great idea there, but just couldn't execute on that one.
Yes, and more errors from the Seawolves, as I was saying, Elliot. We got to keep the errors down. If Sonoma State doesn't err, I believe they have this game easily in the bag. Number 9 with the service.
Densberger with the big spike. Spike City. 10-7 lead for the Seawolves. Reagan Rickert and number 20, Devin Shaver coming out.
Haley Ross from Petaluma with the serve. Set back over the net. Gragnola bumps. Hot spikes. Nice dig from number 11 of the Golden Eagles. Carter gets a kill. Nice dig. Sonoma State.
Densberger tips that one and gets it to go. Great save. Gragnola. And looks like a violation of some sort. And it is Cal State LA Point.
Some type of line violation or something, I believe.
They're back within two here in the third set, down 2-0. Number 15, Kimberly Silvera.
Nice
serving.
Dig from Kelsey Hull.
Kelsey Hull gets that one back up, but a diving Haley Ross cannot keep that one in play. That brings Cal State LA within one.
So Silvera gets herself an ace that time. She's getting ready to serve again. Ross setting up Sathers.
Sathers with another kill. 14-31.
Adding to her all-time record.
Here is Madeline Densberger with the serve. Ooh, and a kill for Rihanna Hill of Cal State LA. This has been a very competitive matchup compared to the first two games.
Yes, this set right now, it's 11
for the first
10.
Two sets.
It's going back and forth, the momentum. LA serves it to Sonoma. Ross sets it for Sather. It's controlled. It's coming back over this way by Mora. Whistle blown. Net violation, I guess. So Sonoma State are going to have to keep their feet, mind their feet. I think they're crossing under the net.
It is now 11-11.
Number 5 with the serve, April Reyes.
Kelsey Hull tips it over.
They lost. They tried to set it up for their player, but the ball didn't go off the fingers quite right.
April Reyes serves again. Sathers. And Sathers with her 5th kill of the match.
Yep, Allie Sather literally killing it, as she's known to do. She's the all-time record leader. She serves it right now.
With ooh, and she gets an ace.
Number 15, Kimberly Silvera, not able to control the serve.
And the Seawolves are back up 13-12 here in the third set. They're leading 2-0 here in the Wolves' den.
Ross bumps it up for Seitz. Controlled by the Golden Eagles. Blocked.
Great block by the Sonoma front line, but they can't keep it in bounds. Cal State LA ties it up.
We have
number 12, Crystal Schultz serving for Cal State LA. She's a 5'8 freshman setter for Cal State LA. And Densberger chooses to let that one go, and it's Seawolf Point.
Heads-up play by Densberger just to watch the ball fly out of bounds. Service error on CSU LA. Sonoma State getting ready to serve. Number 20, Devin Shaver, who's been awesome so far tonight with great assists. Mora gets blocked at the front of the net. So that time she tries to lob it.
Greg Nola with the save.
Controls it. Sets it back overside the net. Another
great
attempt
dig
by Mora.
That was Densberger with the dig.
Seitz gets the
Seitz. And number 5, April Reyes, tries to dig that one out, but just one hand isn't enough to keep the powerful Seitz spike.
I don't know if they're picking on number 15, Kimberly Silvera, but it seems like a lot of our kills are targeted in that area. I don't know if she's not known to be great defensively or if they're just picking up, if coach made an adjustment, but it's working out so far for the Seawolves.
Seawolves with a 15-3 lead in the third set. Blocked by Seitz.
Reagan Rickert. Attempt. Blocked
great
by Reacher.
Block. Seitz with the save. And Rickert with the block. And number...
Seawolves getting the point on the attack error from the Golden Eagles. Seawolves on top, 16-13. Timeout called on the floor here in this highly competitive third set. Cal State LA knows that this could be it for their whole season if they lose this set.
And the fans are cheering for Allie Sathers. There's just been an announcement made that she is the all-time kill leader for Sonoma State history. The crowd roars in appreciation. We got a nice crowd out here today. Yes. Got a lot of young kids eating some popcorn.
The spectacular.
There's a lively child in front of us rocking the orange pants showing his Sonoma State pride. Going crazy for Allie Sather, the all-time SSU kill leader. Sonoma State in the third set with a 2-0 lead in the set. 2-0 lead in the match, my mistake. 13-16 Seawolves in the third set.
Devin Shaver serves the ball for Sonoma. Mora with the kill. Oh, but it looks like it went into the net.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if that one was blocked into the net or if Mora just didn't get that up elevated enough. Shaver with her second serve.
Nice dig from CSU.
And Kelsey Hull lets that one go out of bounds for another Seawolf point. They're leading 18-13 here in the third set.
Los Angeles really shooting themselves in the foot this set. Many errors.
They started off very strong this set, exchanged leads a couple times, but in the last few points.
Attacking errors all over the court. And a quick timeout called as the coach has to pull this team together and tell them, you guys can't be, you know, giving the other team their points.
It seemed very short ago that this set was tied 12-12, and Sonoma State has came roaring back and taken a commanding 19-13 lead.
Yeah, with heads up play by, you know, keeping the ball awareness to know that the ball is going to go out of bounds, not to take a crack at it, just watch the ball fly. You know, great. We saw Densberger doing it. We saw Hull doing it. Pretty much all the Seawolves really aware of their surroundings out there.
Yeah, 8 of the last 9 points have gone to the Seawolves. And it looks like they're trying to end this one in 3 straight sets. Number 1, Sukhjit Othwal coming in for Cal State LA. For number 11, Samantha Potter. 19-13.
Sonoma's just been really on a roll with Shaver at the service.
Devin Shaver with the serve.
Nice dig.
Ooh,
even
big
better
kill by Marquise Mora. Marquise Mora is their leading kill person
for
the game today.
Kill, I believe, Elliot.
Yeah, most of them coming in this match. Or in this set, excuse me.
only had three in the first two sets combined, and she has four kills this set. And Kelsey Hull with a kill. Cal State LA got some fingers on it, but not enough to block it.
20-14, Seawolves.
And Kelsey Hull's coming out.
Looks like Sammy Bentovojova is coming in.
Yeah, Sammy Bentovoya, 5'9", senior from El Dorado Hills. Ooh.
Sammy.
Bentovoya.
Sites
with the big kill attempt. Blocked.
Great dig.
It's back on the Seawolf side. And Sites again. Right back at number 5, April Reyes.
Oh, and Mora gets herself another kill, it looks like.
And it looked like Sites was targeting Reyes twice more in a row, but Reyes with two great digs.
Yeah, Sites looks to be a really good, like, angular attack. Puts lots of angles on her balls.
Rickert
with the kill.
Rickert with the kill. Bouncing off two Cal State LA players, but number 2, Marquise Mora, and number 12, Crystal Scholl, couldn't control that one. Subs coming in for Cal State LA.
21-15, Gragnola with the serve.
And Rickert with her second straight kill. 22-15, Seawolves. Three more points for them to end this in three straight sets.
Bear Grousel calmly watching his team as the other coaches stand right there.
And that was a great serve.
Caught the corner, right, Elliot? Like, yeah. Caught the strike zone in baseball.
24-15. 23-15, my mistake.
Gragnola with the serve. Reyes bumps it. They're going to have to bump it back over the net to Sonoma. Gragnola set.
Shaver to Rickert for her third straight kill.
Or no,
oh,
that
was a mistake.
That
was just out of bounds.
Attack error for Richard.
But Sonoma State, a strong showing in this at the end of this third set.
Number 9, Alexandra Burra with the serve.
Bentovoya with the dig.
Sather.
Ali Sather just buries it.
1 point away from game, set, match. This could be it for the Seawolves on this possession. Looks like they're giving it to Haley Ross, the local Petaluma. She gets it over the net. Play for CSU.
Ooh.
Not on this point, Elliot. CSU gets themselves a kill.
Yeah,
number
seven, Iona LaFrano got that kill. Devin Johnson for Sonoma State almost got that block, but only got a piece of it deflected. And Sonoma State could do nothing about that. It is now 24-17, match point for Sonoma State.
They put in Silveria to take the serve for CSU LA. Game, set, match point. Out of bounds.
And it's out of bounds. And Sonoma State takes this one in dominant fashion in three straight sets.
Victory for Sonoma State.
Yeah, they rebounded nicely after that Halloween night. San Francisco State. But Sonoma State has won 8 of their last 9.
Upping their record to 18-7 overall. 12-5.
That was my mistake.
Play.
They actually won 7 over the last 8, but yeah, they are now, like you said, 18-7 overall.
12-5 in the conference.
12-5 in conference. And on.
So you know whoever's going to be making the decision for these playoffs, this game was definitely impressive from the Seawolves. I'm having a feeling they're going to jump up in ranking after this performance.
Yeah, hopefully this week they would have done enough to keep them in the top 8 in the region. Right now they're sitting in the 9th spot. They need to be in the top 8 to advance to the playoffs. But on November 2nd, 2012, Ali Sather broke the all-time kill record for Sonoma State University. Previous record was 14-29. Ali Sather ended up with 7 kills. She is now 3 ahead of the all-time leading kill record. And the Sonoma State Seawolf women are coming out here and presenting They're swarmed by their fans.
They all want free posters, schedules.
They're loving the schedules.
I want to put that schedule on my fridge. Go down there right now and get me one, Elliot. All right, so tonight, the Seawolves were victorious 3-0. Madeline Densberger, great performance. She had 10 kills, 6 digs, 1 block. You mentioned Allison Sather, who dominated.
Kaylee Seitz showed off her power. She had 12 kills, only 3 errors. Just a great performance from the Seawolves.
And how about Devin Shaver peeling off 19 assists to go along with Haley Ross's 14 assists? So it looks like the assist queen, Haley Ross, might have someone nipping at her heels to be the future assist queen. It's going to be great. It was a great night here at the Wolves Den.
Thank you all for joining us. I'm Elliot Rosales here with Brian Hubley. This has been a SSU TV and KSUN radio production in partnership with SSU Sports Management Group. Join us next time. Tomorrow night, November 3rd, Cal State Dominguez Hills will be here taking on the Sonoma State Seawolves as they try to win 2 back-to-back and move to 19-7 overall. Once again, this is Elliot Rosales, Brian Hubley. Good night.